Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential candidates converging in swing state Pennsylvania Monday night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Erie.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
Harris talking about former President Trump, who was just outside of Philadelphia rallying. Two attendees passed out from the heat.
I wish we could open those doors to outside.
But they couldn't for security reasons. Trump ended the audience Q&A, spoke for a few more minutes, and then stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Overnight, Trump began asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. This is ABC News. Six more people now coming forward accusing music mogul Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault and abuse. The accusations coming in a string of new lawsuits. One man says he was just 16 when he was attacked. New moves in panda diplomacy between China and the U.S.
2 months after the San Diego Zoo received the country's first pandas in over two decades, the one that started it all will also get to continue its storied relationship with the world's cutest form of diplomacy. On Monday, the Smithsonian National Zoo, which started this exchange program with China in 1972, posted on social media that something, quote, giant was coming today via the FedEx Panda Express. In fact, they also stated that they would need to shut down the zoo as they welcome their new guests, Bao Li and Qing Bao.
ABC's Danny New. And in New York, in the baseball playoffs, the Yankees winning game one of the ALCS against the Guardians. Game two today, Mets tying up the NLCS with a win over the Dodgers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin, too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. And a good morning to everybody out there. It is so damn cold, you just want to roll back into bed and go back to sleep.
Yep. Good morning. Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's fantastic. I have a feeling it's just going to be great. Another great day.
Yeah.
You know, with all the Trump news, I just love reading it. I love hearing about it. The clips.
No, we've had enough.
I mean, I agree. This is the kind of day I'm looking forward to.
No, you love to hate it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
You have to have something to hate. What would you do without Trump?
I don't know. I'd probably do nothing, you know?
Only 3 weeks till the election.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And then it'll all be decided. Everything will be over. We won't have to worry about it anymore. Right?
If only it were so simple.
Yeah, they're going to hold it up. They're going to call it into question. The states are going to hold it up.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this for the next 2 years.
We won't know who the president is.
Sleepy Joe's going to be the president, I assume.
You think so? Just stay there?
Yep.
Why not? it's cold. I mean, I think there were freeze and frost advisories, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't have frost on the car windows this morning, but it's chilly.
It sure is. 38 degrees currently. Let's get out the weather lottery balls.
Okay.
And see what's happening as far as the high temperature for today.
I guess we could do that.
Fire it up. All right. First ball coming up the shaft is a 4. The second ball is a 9.
There it is.
49.
49 is a high temperature?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, well, fall is settling in, and it's getting colder and colder.
You know, for some reason, my stress level is really high this morning. I don't know why.
Well, how can you tell?
My watch.
Your watch?
My smart watch is telling me that my stress level is way up, up.
How does it quantify that? What does it say?
It's magic.
Does it have a number, though? I mean, is it a stress of like 9 out of 10 or something? Or?
No, it doesn't have a percentage.
Don't
like
you
that.
Normally have elevated stress levels compared to the average person?
You know, maybe you got something else.
But it seems like you would, release that stress because you get...
Because we're here?
You get a little angry at times.
Yeah,
you know,
we talk it out.
Pissed off.
You guys are able to, kind of calm me down because of your low-level energy here.
We try. So it's 9 minutes past the hour.
You said it was 38. My watch says 38, too.
Oh, wow. It must be true.
It's working.
Should we ask the computer? Computer, what's the temperature in Madison, Wisconsin? Computer, what's the weather
is the
in
computer
Madison,
muted
Wisconsin?
Still?
Oh, is it?
Currently, in Madison, it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies.
Okay.
Today, you can expect lots of sun, with a high of 49 degrees and a low of 33 degrees. Mm. Also, there's a freeze watch in effect on Wednesday, the 16th of October, from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m.
That's right. I have that on my watch.
Okay. I don't know. We know the rest of the story.
Thank you.
Let's get to the National Day Calendar.
All right, let's get to that.
Is it or is it not? Mm-hmm. National Cheese Curd Day? Is it National Pharmacy Technician Day? Is it National I Love Lucy Day? How about National White Cane Safety Day? National Grouch Day? Or National Argyle Day?
It's not National Argyle Day.
I thought I could slip that one by you. Good job, John.
Well, thank you.
You got a shiny new dime added to your account. You'll be able to collect that with your bonus check at the end of the year. Okay. Let's start out with National Cheese Curd Day. Sam, this is your specialty.
Yeah.
You worked at a cheese factory.
You keep bringing this up.
Well, you did, didn't you?
I worked at a cheese factory, but it was a factory that didn't actually make cheese.
Well, then why was it called a cheese factory?
You know what he did? He cut the cheese.
That's right. I cut cheese all day long, every day.
Oh, God.
We took a huge block of cheese, weighed almost 700 pounds, and then we cut it down to like the size you'd buy in a grocery store.
Oh.
Well, that's you worked on cheese then.
I mean,
you were working at a cheese factory.
Did you guys wrap it in plastic, too?
We did, yeah. We packaged it.
All right.
Yeah. I never dealt with curds, though. So today's cheese curd day might not be in my wheelhouse.
All right. Well, let's see what it's about.
Well, let me just tell you that I got a tip on how to wrap cheese at home.
Did you know?
I mean, is there a special technique?
It's actually very simple, and we've been doing it for thousands of years.
Have you?
Not really. But you know, as long as we have been shopping at the supermarket, the cheese is in a thin plastic wrap.
Right.
And I thought, wait a minute, maybe they know something.
Yeah.
So now I wrap it in thin plastic wrap. It keeps the mold off. It keeps it nice and fresh. Some people like to put them in Ziploc bags.
Well,
yeah,
what did you do before? Did you just open the package and then leave it sit in your fridge?
No, everybody I know, they used to have it in Ziploc bags.
Yeah,
and they used to it got moldy right away.
Oh,
it got dried out right away. So you wrap it in, you know, Saran wrap, and it stays fresh, just like in the stores.
The more you know.
It was just it was right in front of us all the time. You know?
Thank God you shared that with us. Okay. Well, let's talk cheese curds.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
You know, I was at
Well, National Cheese Curd Day is today. You know, I've never really taken to cheese curds and don't really like them. Don't like the consistency.
That is weird.
Well,
but
people celebrate the velvety goodness of cheese curds. They're unique, they're funky, they're snackable little pieces of yellow or white Wisconsin cheddar cheese.
Hey, maybe you want to go back to Indiana or something, huh? you don't like the cheese curds here. That's fine. You know,
I
can
leave. Wait, I like other cheese. I like cheese. I just don't like the curds. That's all. I just don't like the...
Like sweet. Cold or deep fried or both?
No, I don't like them. I don't like cheese curds in any form.
Yeah, they're squeaky.
They're squeaky. I don't like that. And they're rubbery.
Well,
I
just put them
that.
In the refrigerator and they lose the squeak.
Yeah, but they're still rubbery, though. You eat them. Yeah. I don't like them. Sorry.
Okay.
No sale. Many restaurants coat and deep fry them to a golden brown. When you bite into one, first expect a warm, buttery crunch on the outside. It's not true.
Or a burn.
Okay, that's enough on the cheese.
No, I was at Culver's and they have the curd burger yet.
The curd
In fact,
burger?
I think they've added it to the menu.
Okay.
And I was thinking about getting it. You know, actually, I was thinking, why couldn't I just order the curd burger itself without being on a burger?
What? Because so normally, just cheese curds, you mean?
Huh?
Or what?
No,
you can get
cheese curd, but you can get a slab of cheese curd. And that, I think, would be kind of fun.
Oh, is how they do the curd burger? It's like a big, thick hunk of cheese?
It's just like a slab of hamburger.
Huh.
So they take one of the double burgers off. They take one off and they put the cheese curd burger top, whatever it is. I don't know what they call it.
The bun?
No, the
burger.
Cheese curd.
Okay. Okay,
but it's in the shape of a patty.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And they put that on. So it's a cheese curd and a patty of beef.
Okay. Let's move
on. Maybe I should work there, you know?
You should. It's also National Pharmacy Technician Day. You know, these people do the hard job of getting drugs to people all day long.
Is that on the side or?
On the side door. It's an opportunity to thank technicians for their invaluable support and contributions throughout the year. Yes, we salute you, National Pharmacy Technicians, that work hard every day to get those orders right and get them out. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, fine. Let's see, a couple more here we want to get to. Oh. National I Love Lucy Day. We love Lucille Ball.
Lucy.
I Love Lucy, an American sitcom starring Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz, Vivian Vance, and, of course, the lovable William Frawley, made its debut October 15th, 1951. The program created a new television experience. Yes, that's right. Desi Arnaz created the first filmed and scripted program performed before a live studio audience. The studio literally knocked a hole in the concrete wall, creating room for the theater seating, inviting the once banned fans to see the stars actually perform.
And I think they had multiple cameras, too.
Yeah, they had three cameras. Yeah, first three-camera sitcom. Okay.
But it was a great show. Throughout the different versions of I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
I think I liked the first couple. There was an hour-long Lucy, which was just a little long.
It was too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's responsible for at least getting Star Trek on the air.
That's right. So she bought the Paramount Studios and got greenlit the Star Trek TV series.
Or a second season, too.
Yeah. National Grouch Day is today, John. This is your day.
This is my day. I didn't know.
Yeah, sending all the notices to all the grouches out there of the world. This is your truest grouchy day. If you're a grouch, it's your special day. According to Sesame Street Magazine, the day celebrates all grouches and their way of life. What would a grouch be? Well, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary describes it as a person who complains frequently or constantly.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm looking right at you, pal. A habitually irritable or complaining person.
I wouldn't know who you're talking about.
It seems that a grouch may be happy, although they would never admit it, only when others are unhappy and grouchy. It is then that they feel most comfortable with having others share in their grumpy, cantankerous, surly world around them.
That actually makes us happy.
Okay. Today, National Grouch Day, would be a good time to send a grouch an e-card and then ask a friend, whether they be a grouch or not, to come on over, sit back, share some popcorn, relax, and watch a movie. God. Grumpy old men.
So what are we going to have, a whole bunch of eggplants texted to us?
I don't think so.
I appreciate it, though. The thought, I know that you're thinking, God, that guy is a grouch. That's fine. I feel good now.
Okay. Sam, do you have any history items to go through? Do we have time?
A couple.
I think we do.
We're a little short on time, but I'll get to a couple things here.
Well, at least somebody else is short of time this time. It's always me. Everybody blames me around here. They're walking around. Oh, you're always short of time. Yeah, you're running out of time.
You're taking more time away from me, John.
It's National Grouch Day. You got your day.
Exactly. We'll get to one thing here before we got to head out. Today in 1863, are you familiar with the H.L. Hunley, the Confederate submarine?
No.
I think I heard about that.
During the American Civil War, the Confederates had a submarine.
Yes.
It was really bad. But today in 1863...
Well, wait, why was it bad?
Well,
tell everybody.
I'm about to tell you. Today in 1863, during trial runs, after it had already sank once, the inventor of the submarine wanted to prove that it was safe, so he went down for a second trial run, and it sank again and killed everyone on board.
Oh
God.
Man.
That's no good. Yeah. I guess they had to test it.
They didn't give up on the idea.
I don't know how they kept finding people to crew the thing.
Where? What body of water?
I think it was in the ocean, just off the coast. Yeah, if I remember right.
All right, we've got more history coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
Yeah.
What's trending?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ow.
It is 6:21. It's chilly out there this morning, and 38 degrees. Highs today just 49. Bundle up before you head outside. And want to let you know that Charlie Behrens is coming to Madison.
Yes, yeah.
We got tickets. We're going to give away. I think a little bit later on today. He's going to be right downstairs here.
Yeah,
two floors down from us. Comedy on Straight State on Tuesday, October 22nd. It's a 6:30 start, and he's also going to be with Mike Wagner. He's going to do a live Cripes cast, Charlie Behrens Cripes cast.
Yeah.
And tickets are available for $20, but $10 for students, and it's all to benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, brought to you by Civic Media and WMDX.
Well, that's great.
It's going to be great. Charlie Behrens, you know, keep her moving. You know the guy,
right?
Moving. Yeah.
I cannot do a Wisconsin accent. I just can't do it.
You can't.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
But he can. In fact, he sounds like he is trying not to have a Wisconsin accent.
I've seen him. I saw him up at Crystal Grand a couple of years ago with his. it was a great show. It was really great.
So what is his character?
His character, you know, is the
Wisconsin
character. The Wisconsin guy. He did that for half of the show.
Yeah.
There was a very short intermission, and then he came out. He's a stand-up comedian, really. Yeah. That's how he got started, and he was also a TV producer and writer and director. Mm-hmm. And but he, it was a very funny show. Very funny.
That's good.
So he'll be Comedy on State Tuesday, October 22nd.
Okay. All right.
And we'll have tickets a little bit later on in the show to give away.
Well, you know, we're in the trending sequence here, and the big trend nationwide for megas is to take people out. They want to take people off the voter rolls. That's their main objective. You would think that kind of tells you something about the kind of party they are, and maybe that they don't have the agenda that is popular with the general public. We already know that.
They don't want people to vote. They don't want people to get registered. If they're registered, they don't want them to prove that they're registered.
Yeah. Or that they're a citizen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go over the docket here.
The docket?
Yes, okay. The docket.
What's on the daily docket?
Well, the daily docket says this.
What does the daily docket say?
Here we go, today. Folks. This is John and Gordy Gold right here.
Is this a new feature of the John and Gordy
Show?
Well,
it could be. It actually could
be. Is this the test run?
Mark Elias comes out with this every day, and this is going on. He's keeping track.
Okay.
So here it is. an Arizona judge rejected a request from right-wing groups to verify citizenship of Arizona's 40,000 federal-only voters before they can vote this fall. So they're
40,000.
They're keeping the 40,000 on. Well, good for them. The judge said the plaintiffs lack standing and their request violates federal law, just, you know, among other reasons.
It's not legal.
Yes. Yes. Maybe it's a little too close to the election. You think?
Yeah. Not 40,000 people from voting. Yeah.
Well, a right-wing group, Pigeon Project, voluntarily dismissed its three lawsuits seeking to remove around 30,000 voters from Nevada's rolls before the November election. You know, it's just so much fun to see these groups
go down in flames.
Yes.
How do you think they pick these 30,000 people? Do you think they comb through all of the data, or they just pick like in alphabetical order, a name starting here and a name ending here, and say, maybe these people shouldn't be allowed to vote?
That's a good question. You know, unless you're looking at voter registrations.
Yeah. What do they call it? The Pigeon Project. I don't get that name. What does that refer to?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. And then black lawmakers in Michigan called on the state's attorney general to launch an investigation into a Republican congressional candidate who put out an ad targeting black voters that lists the wrong date for election day. That again.
Oh.
That's an old tactic. Doesn't work. Oh, yes.
Trump?
Yes.
Yeah. You read my mind. Yeah. You saw the clip,
yeah,
too.
We got the clip here. And okay. We'll get to it later, but okay. He gave the wrong day.
Trump gave the wrong day for the election?
Yes. He told everybody, all his mega voters, to go out on January 5th.
Just a little off.
And I'm good.
A couple of months.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I hope they take his advice this time.
Probably knows something we don't.
Yeah.
As he always does.
Okay.
He's really kind of losing it mentally. I would never have brought that up. I haven't brought that up, but I really think he has a problem.
Slipping a few gears.
That
clutch is not working.
Detroit reached a settlement with the Republican National Committee and agreed to try to hire an equal number of Republicans and Democrats as poll workers for each of the city's voting sites during the November election. So DEI for politics. This is DEI for politics.
Uh-huh.
Equal, not got to be equal. Not, you know, not race wise, but you know, politics is a little more important, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And here's a deep dive into the Supreme Court voters. I'm not going to read that.
No.
If Trump wins, this always mentioning the former president.
Yeah, we know
like
who he is.
Fab Four, Mop Tops, Lads from
Liverpool,
Beatles.
Yeah.
God, I used to, that drive me crazy. But anyway, Trump, if he wins again, he could solidify further right-wing control of the Supreme Court for decades.
Yeah, he could.
That's why Christine Harvey and nearly 15,000 Americans have taken the pledge to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris as Supreme Court voters.
Mm-hmm.
They want her in there at least get one somewhat liberal judge.
Yeah,
it makes my head spin, you know?
Yeah. But you don't seem as grouchy now. You seem like you've gotten a lot of that out of your system here in this first half hour.
That's not good.
Give it time. It's going to rebuild.
It's going to come back up again.
I have to work on that.
Okay.
All right.
It's National Grouch Day after
it all, is. So. It is. But, you know, we're going to get into some very serious stories here.
Yeah?
Very serious stories.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You know, everybody may have missed in the late hour, the second hour of our program, another piece of John and Gordy Gold where we played from The Great Dictator, Charlie Chaplin's speech at the end of the movie.
We're going to play that?
You know, he played a dictator in the movie, and then he had a great speech at the end, which everybody told him not to give.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want everybody on the early part of our show to at least have a chance to hear it. They might have already been at work and missed it.
We'll get to that next,
Great stuff.
Idiocracy is coming up. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Frustration and disappointment continue to mount for those poultry producers that are caught in the Pure Prairie Poultry Company meltdown. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning, looking at what's happening in agribusiness news. So Pure Prairie Poultry Company basically shut down last week and left about 50 poultry producers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa in the lurch, not paying feed bills, not coming to get the birds. And that is when Terry Fila, a poultry producer in Mondovi, took action. He's had to feed over 60,000 birds, and he said he's not been able to do it for 9 days now. He says the frustration of going to both the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, as well as farm organizations, has been disappointing. Finally, he said, they've turned to an animal rights group to try to get the birds moving.
Yeah, Dad Cap, I call him, well, can't you buy the feed yourself? Well, obviously, if I could have bought the feed myself, I would have had feed there. But I can't. I am flat broke. They owe us $100,000, and we don't see no relief coming. We've got electric bills coming. We've got gas bills coming. $5,000-$6,000 electric bill for the last how long? I mean, they starved the growers for 2 months, and now all of a sudden they thought it was okay to starve the birds for the last 9 days. Why didn't the USDA step up and go to the feed mills and say, hey, we're working on something. Get these guys feed. We'll get you the money. Just be patient with us so we can work on this. Let's get something done. Let's stand up like Minnesota and Iowa have. Hats off to them states. I'm ashamed of living with Wisconsin right now.
Terry Fila, one of the disgruntled poultry producers in Mondovi, on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars of feed bills for the birds, and now ultimately trying to find a way to give birds away just to keep them alive.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
This morning, the December corn's down 2 at 406. November beans down 8 at 987. December wheat down 6, 579 a bushel. There's just a quick snapshot on the markets for this morning. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman, and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Of course, we wrap it up every day with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yep. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and it's fun watching the buses go by, these big extended double buses.
BRTs?
The BRTs, yeah. You know, I went on State Street yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I was walking around doing the census, and I went up to one of the, what do they call them? The
bus stops?
Bus stop.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they gave them a special name, you know, maybe.
The BRT's bus stops.
Well, they gave them something. I mean, maybe, hey, that's it. We should name the bus stops.
Name them? Oh, name
them. Are you going to invent a new word?
Okay.
No, well,
no,
I don't,
you
want to no.
like, name them individually?
Yeah, like the Antelope bus stop or the Border Collie bus stop.
Usually they're just named after the street that they're on, Sean.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
You don't want to confuse anybody.
Yeah. So anyway, stopped by one of the bus stops on State Street.
Okay.
And I want to see how you pay for this stuff.
You just looked at it yesterday. You walk up to it. You hit a button, you put a credit card in, and then you get your ticket.
Oh, these young boys. They think they know everything, don't they?
It's simple.
Naive. Well,
did you ride the bus?
I walked up to the station there, and I looked at, how do you pay for the bus? How can you get your bus ticket for this? And I went up to the machine, and it said it was out of service.
No kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. On State Street, you can't pay for the bus because it's out of service.
It just have one machine per station?
Yeah. Oh. One machine. I hit the button anyway just because I was mad. And it said, this terminal is out of commission. All right. Okay.
You didn't walk to the next little bus stop station? Just to see if they
That wasn't my duty. This wasn't exactly something that I was driven to do. I was just near the bus stop. I thought, I'll see how they pay for it. How is it? Is it easy? Credit card, debit cards? Easy. It's very simple. But these machines have to be operable. And
was it the one right out here?
It's right down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, right down from the station.
We're still workshopping the plan for doing the show live from a bus. We ran into the roadblock of, we need an internet connection in order to get the signal back to the station here.
Yep.
But our wireless internet devices need to be plugged in, and they don't have plugs on the bus.
They don't.
Why would they?
They should have.
Well, why wouldn't they? Wouldn't people want to charge up
their
motorhomes have plugs on their motorhomes? It's
do
not
the regular
like
buses
a new
have
invention.
Them? So that you can just, I don't know, plug in a lamp or something?
No, plug in your charger, like your phone charger.
Yeah, they might have USB ports.
Oh.
But.
Well, Dylan Brogan could have told us that, city promoter. We should have asked him that. That's a good question.
Well, we can get in touch with them. We'll get them back on.
Yeah, here we're talking about the BRT, and we haven't even done our musical intro for it. So I guess we missed that opportunity.
Okay, again. Well, let's get to
it. I'm kind of crow.
It's so old at this point that I've unloaded the clip, and I got to go dig for it.
Unloaded the clip? I thought you had them like in groups. We had like three cuts we're going to play for the BRT.
Well, you don't talk about it often enough.
Well, we're going to be talking about it all the time.
None of us, the buses rolled out in, August? So more than a month and a half ago, probably. Yeah. And none of us have ridden them yet.
And we have every right to complain about it.
Well, we want to wait until the remote gear is ready to go until we can actually do the show from a bus.
But we've been waiting for Sam to at least organize the intro.
Okay, so you
want to
do first
BRT.
Impressions on the remote show.
Yes,
All right.
You got it now.
So always have those ready. Because
there must be a way. Can't we take a little portable battery, charger, generator thing?
I don't think so.
Take a generator on the bus?
Well, what don't we have? not a gas generator. No. Like those, what I'm talking about.
What
do you call
them?
What do you call them? What are
like
they?
A power inverter or something, battery pack? I don't know.
That, yeah, battery pack.
Yeah. You could just call in with a cell phone. I don't know.
We can land a man on the moon, but yeah. We can't get on a bus and broadcast.
Now, we're just speculating here. They may have outlets on the bus.
Well, Sam said they didn't.
It's an electrical bus. Huge batteries on those electrical buses.
I bet you Catherine is screaming at her radio right now about this. I wonder if she's ridden the bus yet.
Well, I don't know.
I hope she has.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's make this a top priority.
Okay.
Let's try to get
it's at the top of my to-do list after the show today.
Okay.
All right. Well,
figure it out.
I think that's great. That's fantastic.
You're our technical advisor, so you know it's on you, Sam.
Yeah.
Get it figured.
That's
out.
Right.
It's okay. So you're putting a lot of faith in me, Gordy.
Well, we you know, let's get in touch with Dylan Brogan again and you know, see what he says about doing this.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
There ought to be a way.
There should be a way to do this, yeah. Or at least get the terminals to work so you can buy a ticket to get on the bus in the first place. Okay. On State Street, I think that would be, like, you know, automatic.
Maybe,
if something's wrong on State Street, get it fixed.
Maybe you should become, like, you know, in the 1930s, like a train hitchhiker, you should do that with the buses here. Just sneak onto them when no one's looking.
Yeah, that's right. No one's going to know.
Catherine says we're trolling her in the shower.
Oh, that's why. Well, let's keep going.
Okay. Did you find the music, Sam?
I didn't even bother to look for it.
He doesn't care.
Never mind.
He doesn't care. But be ready next time.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Let's get to something here I thought was fairly interesting. And you know, we're talking about politics here, usually sometimes not now, but now we
now? Are we doing it now?
This is a very, very easy and great segue that I managed to work here. The Harris campaign, you know, what they have done is magical in Wisconsin. They have gotten a few other Republicans to endorse the Harris-Walz ticket.
And they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, there are conservatives just hopping on board the Harris-Walz train.
That's it.
Yeah, it's Charlie Sykes who is responsible for turning MAGAs into what they are today. He's regretful, but I understand that. Then there's somebody else, a judge. And then there's Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, who didn't want Act 10. He's a good guy. He is. He's a very moderate guy. We like him. Mm-hmm. Todd Albaugh used to work for him.
Right.
And let me just say this about these Republicans jumping on board the Harris-Walz train. Okay. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Okay.
These are still Republicans, still people I desperately dislike, and they have done horrible things to Wisconsin. And just for fun, we have wondered, gee, wouldn't it be great if we just had the Republican Party back again? And I was thinking, you know, no. No, that isn't a good thing. Never liked them, never will.
Boy, you must be fun at parties.
Whatever happened
to the idea of compromise, John?
They're good people. They're nice people away from politics. But when they get into that political arena, and we're talking about cream of the crop conservatives here who rise to the top and become politicians, they are hardcore. And they're not good for Wisconsin. They're not good for politics. They're not good for the nation. They've held us up. They have tried to destroy everything that the other party has done only because the other party wants to do it. Not because it's either good for the nation or good for the public. They don't want to solve problems. They want to carry out their agenda. And that became very obvious during the Scott Walker administration. It was outrageous. They did not care about solving one problem. One of the big examples, of course, was highways. They didn't fund highways at all. They let the highways go. And
yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, John, I mean, don't you think that, though, let's just project into the future.
Okay.
Let's say that Kamala Harris wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's finally decided in the courts or whatever, you know, we get beyond that. She's inaugurated. Right. She's the president. Don't you think that some of those Republicans that you're talking about, don't you think that they're going to want to come back after voting for maybe Kamala Harris
yeah.
and be more moderate? They'll want to bring back the best parts in their minds of what the Republican Party stands for, the Eisenhower Republican, the Lincoln Republicans, all the middle of the road Republicans.
Well, I can see
somewhat conservative Republicans.
I can see that you have the rose-colored liberal Democrat progressive glasses on again.
Don't you think they'll just want to banish all the Trump Republicans from the party completely and just
that will
not let them?
That will happen.
Take the agenda.
Yes, right. That will happen.
Yeah.
But those hardcore conservative Republican values, they're going to stay there for a long time. They're not going to change those. And, you know, I don't know what the saying is, beware of what you wish for.
Right.
But don't wish for the Republicans to come back. Why would we wish that?
Do you want a one-party state with the Democrats, John?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I want a dictatorship. And
don't you think it's different, though, at the local levels, the local, you know, like city and town and county levels?
Yeah.
You know, these Democrats and Republicans, they have to get together and work on roads and, you know, the common things that need to get done.
No, that's what I was saying at the time when Scott Walker was governor, and that never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Okay.
In fact, I saw this story here. The views from the 45-foot tower, observation tower in Wisconsin, are almost too beautiful to believe. And what we're talking about here is, what am I looking at?
No, I was just, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking of this.
Looking for adventure. Okay, this is perched a 45 tower forest. Lapham Park Observation Tower in Delafield, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
They talk about these great towers that we have in many of our parks. Mm-hmm. But it reminds me of the time when Scott Walker defunded all of the state parks in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Did not allow taxpayer money to support the parks. You got to be nuts to propose something like that. And he got it through, and they defunded all the parks in the state, which meant that they had to charge an admission to get into a lot of these parks.
Right.
And the very popular parks, they've raised the admission tremendously so they could fund and spread that money throughout and pay for the other parks that don't necessarily have a lot of visitors. Or just get rid of those parks. People don't go there. This is just one of the things that this governor, Governor Evers, still hasn't put back in place. And Democrats never do that. You know, the Republicans do all these things to the state, and then they just walk away, and the Democrat comes in. They don't repeal a lot of the bad stuff the Republicans put in place in
the
first place.
Do you think he feasibly could, though, given the legislature?
Boy, I wish he could. Yeah, no, he couldn't. Yeah. You're right.
We got a text here from Dan. He says, Scott Walker's not a classic Republican. We need Republicans like Tommy Thompson's time as governor.
Yeah, well,
he's Dem and Doze.
He's long gone. God, he's a MAGA now.
Well, he is. It's surprising, actually.
Yeah, it is surprising. We are trying to get him on the show.
Yeah, we're reaching out to
Tommy Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to find out what happened. I really do. I want to ask him.
I know.
What made the conversion?
Yes.
What was that tipping point for you to become a MAGA?
Got him coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, it's this tower thing. So they defund all the state parks, which hasn't, you know, been refunded again. And they had a tower in the Peninsula State Park that was falling apart.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most popular sites, one of the popular places to go in Peninsula State Park. And it was falling apart. They closed it down because it was so dangerous. And they didn't have money to put it back together, to fix it, to get people to go back to that particular part of Peninsula State Park and get up on this beautiful tower, Eagle Tower, I believe it's called. And I think they fixed it. I think they had a fundraiser. Can you imagine a fundraiser? We used to have a fundraiser. It was called the State. And we paid for stuff that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, we don't have that anymore. Big complaint. I'm just. What is it? Grouch Day today.
It's Grouch Day. Yeah, it's okay.
And I'm celebrating Grouch Day.
Good
gonna
for you.
Just grouch here.
Hey, coming up, we've got a pair of tickets for Charlie Barron's appearing at Comedy on State Tuesday, October 22nd. That's coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. It's to help donate some funds to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, courtesy of Civic Media and WMDX. Charlie Barron's coming to Comedy on State. We've got tickets coming up in our 7 o'clock hour.
All right. We've got the great dictator, Charlie Chaplin, his message in a moment.
Stay with us on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Early Morning Family Show, overlooking the fantastic State Street revival.
What?
They keep changing it,
did
man.
It ever, did it ever go away?
Well, no, they keep reviving it. I mean, it's got new planters. It's gorgeous, actually. It's beautiful.
The heart of downtown.
It is.
Beautiful. It's chilly out there this morning. 38 degrees, a high of 49 for today. That's it. That's all we're
some of those
get.
Bus terminals would fix their payment machines. That would be helpful, I think.
Well, maybe the cold weather made them freeze up or something. They didn't test that out.
It was yesterday. It was kind of warm yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah, there you
well,
go.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have Mark who wants to talk about Scott Walker, favorite topic for many, many years.
Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, well, good old Scott Walker.
I know.
TW words occur to me with Scott Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Twit and twerp when Scott Walker came in, he actually kind of eliminated, you know, talk the discussion of climate change and
yes,
you know, the department's literature and
it didn't exist, Mark. It didn't exist while he was governor. They removed it from every piece of paper, every documentation, everything online. No mention of climate change ever. It was gone.
Yeah, about a week, the Kathy Stepp, when she came in, she's our department secretary under Scotty Walker,
yes.
And she called all the union stewards into a meeting and said, "Oh, nothing to worry about here. Scott's looking forward to working with the unions, you know, as governor." And then a week later, he dropped to Act 10.
Yes.
But he's just the damage he did to our state, and I think he could have done a hell of a lot more for the whole CWD issue when he was chronic wasting disease. When he was came in, because maybe we should have just shut down all the deer farms, shooting preserves back then, because I think, in my opinion, that was cause of a lot of the spread of the chronic wasting disease.
That's right. He brought in the deer czar from Texas to come up here and put the deer farms in so they could have the deer reserves where you can go shopping for deer with your rifle.
So for anyone listening, Mark, you worked for the DNR under the Scott Walker administration, right?
Yes, I did. I worked there for close to 36 years.
Wow.
Started in 1981.
Did not know that.
So, yep, I did some different things there as an accountant, and saw a lot of good programs come in, and then some of them saw a lot of good programs go.
Yeah. Boy, that must have been hard on you. I tell you, what they did to the environment in this state is just, it's unthinkable. It really is.
Yep. It was sad. Was sad, but hopefully, that maybe somebody that gets more of the funding in, but I don't know. A lot of little trout streams, the little trout streams I used to fish like when I was a kid, they don't stock them anymore. I don't know when that ended, but that's how I got my love of fishing, really, is a mile away from the house I grew up on, way up north in northern Wisconsin. There was a trout stream, and I fished that nearly every day when I was a kid.
Wow. Well, if I were a fisherman, I'd ask you to go fishing with me. But
okay.
I mean, it's just a warm, fuzzy moment.
Nice.
And I wanted to throw
See, you're not really a grouch. You've got a heart and a soul, like the rest of us.
I sympathize with you, Mark. Boy, those were tough times for you, man. All right.
Yeah, well, Mark, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
I was got to get out.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Mark, thank you very much.
Why don't we get to somebody? I've been promising this. A Great Dictator, a great film with Charlie Chaplin. Talking film, by the way, and he did some great bits in it. He played a dictator. But at the end, I think he saw the light. And I think everybody at this time of the show should be able to check this out. This is wonderful. What a great thought. Listen.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish.
What a great speech.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin, the great dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 1940.
1940,
as Hitler was rising to power.
That's right.
Yeah, some messages there. He was a great silent film actor, very physical comedian, and I loved in that movie where the part where he's playing the dictator, just tossing that globe around and dancing with it.
Yeah, it was amazing scene. Anna, thanks for the text. John, the Eagle Tower in Peninsula Park was rebuilt and opened in 2021.
Oh, good.
Been up there twice, and she says it's a beautiful view.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Coming back with more, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah. Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.